Chapter 15. Chief Ed Johnson's list of local horse barns was waiting for Jesse when he checked into the Hampton Inn, along with a note that read, "Call me if you want to ride along. Just thinking about a real-life murder investigation almost made my dick hard." Jesse called and thanked him for the offer.
"What you're doing, we could have done for you," Johnson said.
"It's not the same as doing it yourself," Jesse said.
"Never was for me," Chief Johnson said.
"Anything pop yet on the shooting down here you told me about?" Jesse said.
"Need some luck," Ed Johnson said.
"Don't we all?" Jesse said. Jesse had asked at the front desk where the nearest pizza place was, and was told the Mellow Mushroom was within walking distance. He went and came back with a small mushroom and green peppers pie, got a couple Cokes from the vending machine off the lobby, and sat and looked over Ed Johnson's list while he ate pizza. The barn names meant nothing to him. The only thing Jesse really knew about horses was that he'd watched the Belmont Stakes if one of them had a chance to win the Triple Crown. Johnson had included a map of Wellington with the list, but the geography meant nothing to Jesse either, other than showing him that the barns formed a perimeter around the grounds for the Wellington Horse Festival on Pearson Road, which Waze told Jesse was only 10 minutes away with no traffic. He couldn't imagine there would be much in Florida in the middle of July. When he was on the jetway after the plane door opened, he felt as if he'd walked into a melting furnace. When he finished eating, he got into his rental car and took the short drive to Ollie's, in the big outdoor mall next to the hotel. He took a seat at the bar and ordered a club soda. The woman bartender, dressed in a black tank top and with sleeves of tattoos on both arms, asked if he wanted a lime with it. Jesse told her, "Sure, live it up." When she brought his drink back, he got right to it, telling her who he was and why he was here and what Ellen Chagnon had told him. She said, "The guy got murdered? Holy, holy. You recognize him?" She held the picture up and studied it, then shook her head.
"Let me go ask Alex," she said, "the manager."
She walked back to the kitchen. A couple of minutes later, the manager came back with the bartender. He said he didn't recognize Paul and that he'd asked the waiters, and none of them recognized him either.
"But you got to remember something," Alex said to Jesse. "If he was in here drinking when Ellen said he was, it was the season."
He made the season sound as if it explained everything except interest rates. Jesse thanked him and made the short drive back to the Hampton Inn and watched a ball game on ESPN from his bed until he was asleep and the ball game was watching him. Big night in horse country. The next morning he started out in an area called Palm Beach Point. There were a lot of barns there. No one recognized Paul at any of them, nor at the barns in what was called Grand Prix Village. Someone finally did in the afternoon, at Stony Hill Stables on Appaloosa Trail. The manager, a short, sturdy-looking woman in riding clothes with vivid blue eyes and a straw-colored braid that went all the way down her back, introduced herself as Karen Bowles. Jesse introduced himself, showed her the badge, showed her the picture of Paul, and asked if she knew him. She said he'd worked for her until the end of January. "Paul Hutton," she said. "Did he do something?"
"He was murdered," Jesse said.
"Oh, no," she said. Her legs seemed to buckle slightly. She put a hand to her mouth. Her reaction was genuine, Jesse thought, unless she was a better actress than Meryl Streep.
"How did he die?"
Jesse told her that he'd been shot.
"Sweet Jesus," she said.
"I wondered what happened to him after he left."
"What did he do for you?" Jesse said.
"He was one of our grooms," she said. "Lived in the apartment over the barn."
She jerked her head toward a large wooden structure. Jesse wished they were inside. He would have offered to buy one of her horses to get out of the sun.
"You asked for any references when he got here?" Jesse said.
"There was one place over in Ocala," she said. "Closed up about 6 months ago when the owner went back to Buenos Aires. But it's a transient world, Chief. Trainers got vetted, grooms not so much, especially when one leaves in a hurry and you need to replace them.
He ever talked much about his life?
Not much, she said. Not much of a talker, our Paul. He said that he was an orphan, that he'd been abandoned.
You ask him where?
I did, she said. He said he didn't want to talk about it. Just told me one time that it was no accident that his life had turned into a dumpster fire.
I remember asking him what he meant by that, but he shut down. We never had the conversation again.
Jesse said, why did he leave?
He was asked to, she said, or told to. That would be a more accurate way of putting it.
By you?
By me and the owners, she said, Mr. and Mrs. Packer.
He wasn't good at his job? Jesse said.
He was fine with the horses, great with them, actually, she said. He just turned out to be way better at being a fall-down drunk.
Everyone at the barn knew he drank, Karen Bowles said. Paul Hutton never went out with the other horse people on Sunday nights, which she said was the biggest party night during the festival, because the place shut down on Monday. A friend of hers, another trainer, said he spotted him at Ollie's a few times and said hello, but that she just assumed he did most of his drinking in the apartment. But she could smell the alcohol on him a lot of mornings. There got to be too many mornings when the other groom would have to go bang on the apartment door to wake him up. Finally, one morning they found him passed out in a stall next to one of the horses and let him go.
How did he take it? Jesse said, getting fired.
He was as polite as ever, she said. Said he'd finally hit bottom and that it was time to get better. Left in a hurry. I told him that if he ever got himself straightened out to give me a call. I kind of liked the guy. He just finally couldn't control his drinking.
Jesse told her there was a lot of that going around.
He say where he was headed when he left here?
No, she said. Kept to himself till the end.
They stood in the open area in front of the barn entrance in the afternoon heat. Jesse could occasionally hear the sound of the horses from inside. At least they were out of the sun. He thought it might be hotter than it had been when he got off the plane yesterday. But it would have been like trying to compare two flames on the same stove. He'd always heard people talking about what it was like in Florida in the summer. Now he knew. Before long, he imagined sweat would be spilling down his arms and off his fingertips and creating one more man-made lake in Florida.
You have any friends? Jesse asked.
We have a pretty small operation here, she said. Not like the bigger, fancier barns. I guess he was closest to the other groom, Hector.
Could I talk to him?
He's the one who left in a hurry, Karen said. He got wind of an ice sweep. Then he was the one in the wind.
Paul leave anything behind? Jesse said.
After he was gone, I cleaned out the apartment, even though the guy who ended up replacing him lives with his wife over in Royal Palm, she said. He only left a few things, some clothes, a couple books.
Laptop?
She shook her head.
You throw his stuff out?
Nah, I just put stuff in a box. I figured if he ever came back, it would still be here for him.
Still got it?
Storage room in the back of the barn, she said. Come on, I'll show you.
She walked him past the horses and to the back of the barn and showed him a small storage area.
There were some saddles stacked against the wall, bridles hanging, spurs, old boots lined up under the bridles. There wasn't much in the box. A pair of jeans, a few t-shirts, a faded green University of Miami sweatshirt.
This all of it? Jesse said.
Karen Bowles nodded. Almost like he was never here at all, she said.
Then he was in the wind, until he showed up in my neck of the woods, Jesse said.
When you find out what happened to him, she said, will you give me a call?
When I find out, Jesse said, not if.
I'm good at reading people, she said. She smiled. Even if you missed a few jumps, you're the type that would finish the damn course.
She was still smiling.
Or you can just give me a call if you're ever back down here, she said. You ever get up on a horse?
Only on carousels.
Maybe I could teach you how to ride. Jesse said he'd take her up on that, if she promised he wouldn't fall off.
Karen Bowles said that nobody had fallen off her yet. She laughed. He laughed, then headed for the rental car. He didn't have much of a love life back home. But first Ellen the bartender had come on to him. Now the horse trainer. A small sampling, but he still seemed to have it with the women of Wellington, Florida.